Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, memos, Steve-O tattoo, and a real McCoy on the way in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, brace yourself for yet another awe-inspiring episode of Cliff Notes Theater. Today's Cliff Notes Theater, the monumental epic movie, Titanic.
Oh. Man, this is some boat.
This has been Cliff Notes Theater. Cliff Notes Theater, when you just don't have time to set through the whole movie.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hello, Tom.
I'm just laughing about, behind the scenes in any business, there are memos.
Yes.
For the most part.
Short for memorandum. Uh-huh.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. I think that's very helpful.
Now, how do they...
I didn't know that.
Are they typed out, or...
you are a word nerd.
The memorandum here of some various concert announcements we were making, and one of them here, apparently the person that works in the back is not familiar with this particular band. It says to win tickets to see Jane's Addition.
Oh, sounds like our new baby.
Have you seen Jane's Addition?
Oh,
isn't he a cutie?
Yeah. Or it's We Make Math Fun.
But yeah, instead of Jane's Addiction, of course, but it would be, that'd be like a funny thing on Sesame Street.
Yeah.
Have kind of a hip-looking band with like a Perry Farrell look-alike.
Right, you could have him come
Jane's
out.
Jane's Addiction, and they're doing math problems.
Hey, who's this?
Oh, hey, wait a minute.
Jane says, 2 + 2 = 4.
That was Christy's joke.
There's
a
really good
done
with calculus.
Really good Jim Henson documentary on Apple Disney TV? Plus right now.
Yeah. Disney.
Really good.
Okay. We had a friend of the show in the news.
Kermit was held for questioning after he passed away. Did you know that?
Mm-mm. I did not know
that. I didn't do it. Well, I knew it was Fozzie, but...
I'm sorry. We have a friend of the show, Steve O.
Former Jackass star Steve O has gotten a penis tattooed onto his face courtesy of Post Malone.
Oh, man.
The design tattooed above Steve O's right eyebrow features a veiny male member dripping with seminal fluid.
Oh, come on.
Sounds lovely, doesn't it?
Now, Steve O, when he was here, he. Steve-O has a tattoo of himself on his back.
Yeah.
With a goofy look on his face.
Full size.
Yeah, but that's on his back. Yeah, a, doesn't have to see it, and B, can put a shirt this is, on.
Don't tattoo your face.
Post Malone did it, or?
Yeah. Post Malone did it, yeah.
According
and he's,
to TMZ.
He's not a very good artist, by the way.
No.
I mean, he's a fine singer, but not.
According to TMZ, Steve-O was inked backstage at the Bonnaroo Music Festival following his 50th birthday.
It's Bonnaroo now.
Steve-O originally wanted Post to pen the phallic tat for the last Jackass movie, but Johnny Knoxville shut it down because there were already too many penises in the film.
So many.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Like an absurd amount.
Like why?
There's a kind of a fake Godzilla type thing where it's just a penis and testicles
is the
attacking
viral,
a city.
Is the viral video that they put an airbag in a recliner or an airbag on a sofa and the guy's laying there and they can remotely trigger the airbag and the poor bastard goes flying into this. Is that
into the drop ceiling? And
yeah, is that the Jackass boys? Or is that just, oh, God, it's funny, Tom. You should see. I mean, it's violent.
And it's in like a furniture store.
So yes.
It was like shocking to everybody.
But didn't you tell me that your tattoo guy will not do faces?
He has not told me that, but I would imagine it would be a very special circumstance if he did. He has told me that he is kind of squeamish about doing names and things like that because right. We have a live living example here.
What happens
with Pat Godwin? You know,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. You
when things go awry.
Oh boy, and they always do with me.
I don't know about getting your face tattooed. That's a big ass.
Particularly with a leaky peen.
Wait a minute. Hey, Steve-O, how you doing? Is Steve- that a penis?
Yeah. Hey, Grandpa, what's that on your face?
Steve-O's sober now. That's the big, right?
Yeah.
He's a really nice guy. He was in here. But, I mean, it's the stuff that the stunts they did in those Jackass movies. Is he the one that did the thing with the fish hook and they're towing it behind the boat?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. Gosh.
Human chum.
Brutal. Yeah.
And Post Malone, who's a great singer, but his face looks like the desks in detention when you're in high school. You know, with a bunch of amateurs.
It kind of does.
Well, I mean, it's not like he needs to get a day job anytime soon. He's doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still,
he really does.
Christy raises a good point. Hey, Grandpa,
what is that on your face?
I'm having trouble telling my little girls not to get tats, because so far in my life with my first sets of children, hasn't worked.
Well, let me explain. It's because we don't respect you as a whole. We took it upon ourselves.
This is where I don't get this part of it, where people are absolutely dead set against someone getting a tattoo. I don't understand.
And I think it's
and you're the one that has tattoos.
And I have tattoos.
And it's such a generational thing, but my older daughter has quite a few. Mm. I don't think Sophie has any yet that I know of, but to them, it's just, that's just what everyone does now.
Yeah, but it's going to be there forever.
Yes.
Well, hopefully,
When you're in the old folks' home and you've got the, you've got an arrow at the top of your gluteal cleft, so you liked it in the old keister, huh, Barb?
But so you liked it in the keister, huh, Barb?
My point is everybody...
I guess this enema tube won't be much compared to your old boyfriend, huh?
Well, it's familiar, I'll tell you that.
But everybody will have them in the old folks' home, so it won't mean anything. It won't be a big deal.
You'll be the odd man out, having one.
That's fine.
I do kind of miss the days when they were just for like tough guys and old sailors and stuff. But I'm fine with them.
Are you saying I'm not a tough guy?
Oh, yeah. you're not a tough guy.
I'm not a tough guy.
I'm just not so unplugged. I thought Post Malone was about Ted Danson's career after he left Cheers.
Well, you got to do some addition on that.
But I say it's worth it.
Sam Malone. Malone was his character.
Joke is so limited. Because he'd understand the career of Post Malone and also understand that his character was named Sam Malone.
Yep.
And Ted Danson.
A crap joke.
You know, Ted Danson plays the assistant prosecutor in the movie Body Heat.
He does.
Yeah. As I told you Friday night on stage in Osceola, Iowa.
Yes.
Will you get laid already? please.
What does that do with Ted Danson?
Was that before or after Tom looked at a crowded amphitheater and asked, is there anybody out there with physical anomalies?
Yeah, I heard that too. I didn't know.
He did that? He did.
Everybody does that. I don't wonder the standard hack. Hey, anybody
raise
here
your
from
hand
out of town?
If you're really good at oral pleasure.
He said that.
I remember that one too.
I didn't word it that way. I'm sure.
I think you did.
I think you did.
Yeah.
Now, Josh.
Yes, sir.
What member of the cast of the movie Body Heat was a featured player in the TV show The Real McCoys?
Oh my God! Tom.
Some truck
what
driver,
is the
right?
The Real
now.
McCoys.
It's a fine television show from way back when.
Was it Richard Crenna?
Yes.
Oh,
Richard Crenna. He's great in that
Why
movie.
Why did you say that? Why
I mean,
that?
I knew the answer.
That's because he's so smart.
Of course it's Richard Crenna.
The Real McCoys.
Richard Crenna was also on Our Miss Brooks with Eve Arden, I think.
He was Rambo's buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let me tell you something. John Rambo, you brought war to your door.
I love it so much.
The Real McCoys from the hills of West Virginia, 1957.
Yeah, I was watching. Yeah. I saw it in reruns. Remember the dead Grandpappy Amos? A crotchety old trope from the old... kids are punks.
There were a lot of Amoses you liked when you were little, wasn't there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, famous Amos, of course.
The cookie guy.
Cookie Baron.
Of course.
Famous Anus is the name
Amos.
Oh!
Famous Anus has to... There has to be a porno.
There's a cereal.
Is there a porno?
A brownie.
Famous Anus.
Is there a porno, a series called Famous Anus, and the guy's a chef, and then he whips out a...
Let me look at it.
Okay, there must be. Okay, so anyway, Steve-O, friend of the show, he may be stopping by this summer, actually. But
I'd love that.
Now he's got Post Malone's tattoo on his face.
Oh, good. We'll get to see it in person.
Famous Anus, Stories from a Decade Under the Sinfluence. This is a book.
Oh.
About who the heck is this?
Adult cinema? Or what is it about?
I'll find out here from the co-host...
Careful.
Can't read it.
It's a book out there.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. The name of the show, a little bit saucy. So we'll look forward to seeing I think Steve.
I've got to read it.
Christy Lee, what else is happening over there?
Last week, we missed the man nicknamed the Sperminator, welcomed his 165th child just before Father's Day.
Whoa.
Mr. Ari Nagel is a math professor at Kingsborough Community College.
Is that right?
And a prolific sperm donor. He said he offers his sperm multiple times a week.
Does he?
Yeah, he does. Josh?
Hey, anybody want to, you guys want this?
I'm offering it.
Yeah. You got a test tube or something? I'm
available. Yeah,
can't hold it in my hand all afternoon.
He added that 10 women are currently pregnant with his children. Though devoted to his offspring, the 48-year-old from Brooklyn told the New York Post he will soon retire from donating sperm. He says he intends to stop when he hits the age of 50.
So he's going to throw in the towel.
Years. Yeah.
There's something going on with this guy.
You think?
Yeah, there's some sort of weird God complex or something. Yeah.
Isn't that dangerous, though? I mean, aren't these kids likely to
meet each other someday?
Or do they ship it to different states or something?
I don't know.
Yeah, especially in New York, where it's such a close metropolitan area.
Right?
You're going to meet the guy.
Weird.
There was a sperm doctor that was charging $5,000. Remember that story?
Oh, yeah.
He had it in the test tubes and stuff, making a bunch of money.
Wouldn't this be problematic if, two people bump into each other and they have no idea that they're brain
cells? Yeah. And it is a lot closer to home than we think.
Yeah. That is hot. I mean, problematic.
Yeah. How many kids does he have?
165 right now and counting.
Yeah. So, Tom, nowhere near, you're seven, nowhere near the record.
Wow.
You better get to it.
Well, that's okay. No, but I've never donated.
You never donated
when I was
in college?
I was in college. There was an ad in the paper every day.
Yep.
Huh.
And
what were they paying back then?
I do not know the answer to that. But they
wanted that egghead sperm.
They were looking for a very specific ethnicity.
Ah.
Oh.
Which I did not fit.
White.
Gotcha.
I believe it was Jewish, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Primarily?
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, actually, yeah. They were looking for a heritage of that.
Gotcha.
And, I know a guy that did it.
Mm-hmm.
He donated.
You mean had sex with a girl? What?
Yeah.
No, no, not where, oh, I, not
college?
Where I went.
Not they married? What?
Any. No, no, no. He went into the, whatever it was called, the Jackutron, and however that's done, and donated. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's not a machine that does it for you. You do take care of it yourself.
Yeah, I was, yeah. Found that out the hard way. Really? Sir, please don't hump the VCR.
That slots.
You know, I think it's nice.
The slots triangular for a reason.
My youngest daughter's going to be 31 next month. Of course, she's never been married, so she is a virgin.
Yes.
And, yes, of course.
I'm so proud of her.
Yeah, you should mm-hmm. be. Yeah,
she's had a couple boyfriends, but...
Well, I'll tell you what, they may have found George Washington's cherries, but they're not going to find that one.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know, has she ridden
it's
a horse?
His daughter, man.
Yeah, he's the idiot that brought it up.
Well... I can't argue with me being the idiot.
I honestly
don't blame me.
You
served that up.
I thought you were going to say something like, you know, she's 31, she's not married, she's going to freeze her eggs in case something happens. I thought that's where you were going with this.
No, she's never. Yeah.
Yeah.
Once again, so this guy's a math professor at a college in Brooklyn, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Something doesn't add up.
But wouldn't he, of all people, understand that the odds of siblings mating have increased quite a bit.
Do you think he cares?
No.
I would think the place, wouldn't the sperm bank, wouldn't they?
I don't know that he's using the sperm
Maybe they do
bank.
Their due diligence and they
Maybe they're
make
not
sure.
even, maybe
so, what are they, what, can, so they say this baby can never meet any of these other,
I mean.
They give him a list?
You could start up your own little cottage industry there. Yeah, you don't maybe have to go through a sperm bank.
Maybe he's on Craigslist. You don't know.
Mm-hmm. You got a refrigerator?
Hey, yeah. Ladies.
Well, then he's going to be.
You got Tupperware?
Then he's going to start having massive child support payments. Remember that story a couple years ago?
I got fake passports.
Wouldn't it work if the ejaculate was in a Tupperware container? You get a turkey baster.
Yeah.
And
no.
It's a little more sophisticated.
Yes. I think it
it dies within minutes.
Yeah. No.
No, there was
keep it in a certain
temperature. Yes, it does.
No.
You guys are nuts.
You have to keep it warm.
There was a famous law case in which a female gay couple. They asked this guy for the sperm. And
wait a minute, hold a female gay couple.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got it.
In other words, two women, yes. And they wanted to have a baby together, and they went to this man, and he
donated his sperm to them.
He gave them, and they literally used
a turkey baster.
They didn't go, and he ended up years later when they got divorced. He ended up with child support payments.
Yeah, they did.
But that story tells me nothing about how long a sperm can live outside of.
No, but as I recall, they did it with a turkey baster.
They freeze sperm all the time.
And
so.
My husband had to donate at home, and I had to take it to the hospital, and it's a 15 minute
drive. Some kind of solution or something?
No,
she had to keep it warm.
Yeah, it was the hardest part. Was the hardest part was when she got in her saying,
yeah.
No, that's stupid, Tom. No, she kept the
vial
container between her breasts.
Oh, okay. Here it's it depends on the sperm. Some die within minutes, and some can live anywhere up to 7 days.
7 days.
There you go.
Outside the body.
Yeah.
In a vacation.
Under perfect conditions.
It's like an aquarium. You got to have the right level.
But are
perfect conditions frozen or cold?
Yeah, or some kind of.
If they're on her stomach, they're going to die quicker.
Pretty interesting.
Josh.
One ejaculation contains up to 500 million.
Oh, yeah. That's only half the number of eggs that women have, though. So.
And then inside...
I'm pretty clear on the biology.
Inside the body, they live for about 2 or 3 days. Most.
It's warm in there, and they like it.
Pretty amazing.
Inside whose body?
My body, your body, anybody's body.
My body?
Yes, presumably in the...
host's body.
The lady's birth canal.
Front naughty.
Yeah, in the uterus. Yeah, sure.
Nani.
Yeah.
Ha ha.
I mean, if you...
We are biology majors, aren't we?
Yeah.
If you icing the bush, it's not going to live as much.
No.
It's got to be in there.
That's outdoors.
Got to be warm.
You know, doesn't the bush sound almost a holiday occasion?
Yes, ice the bush. First, we got to trim the tree. And then we got to
ice in the bush.
Yeah. You got to see the annual icing of the bush.
See the nativity scene. It's a Christmas miracle.
Every year, she bitches about icing the bush. And just, always
she enjoys it.
Always drinks too much, and then all of a sudden, she gets into it. That's the first time we put one in the back door.
Yep.
Well, let's go to science again.
I'm ashamed I'm laughing at
science.
Scientists have discovered a so-called vampire bacteria that feasts on human blood.
Oh, no.
They're just figuring this out?
Researchers from Washington State University found that the bacteria are attracted to the liquid part of blood or serum, which contains nutrients they can use as food. Study author Professor Arden Balink said, quote, the vampire bacteria.
I am Arden Balink.
Balink.
Whatever.
The most commonly cause human bloodstream infections actually sense a chemical in human blood and swim toward it.
Wow.
Whoa. So
eat more garlic.
Yeah, it'll keep away those that vampire bacteria.
Vampire bacteria.
What are all those things? They can't see themselves in mirrors. Steak through the heart.
They have to be invited in. You can't just come in.
That was just a connections thing.
Oh yeah.
Oh, it was.
That's right. You're right. Yeah. Garlic's a big deal to them.
Yeah.
Cross.
They should sleep
cross.
In
yeah, you
soil.
Can hold a cross up to them.
Yeah,
they sleep in soil.
Yeah, typically. Yeah, you want to be
ideally.
They must have a great dry cleaner because every time I see them, those
ideally
tails,
soil,
those tails
are, soil of where they were born.
Yeah. They Dracula traveled with soil from
a casket. His casket was like half full of
They're they're on the Demeter.
Oh
wow, this is all.
Oh yeah, the Demeter, the ship. Yeah,
okay. The Demeter.
That was the ship that brought Dracula to America.
Oh. In the sea?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Just off the coast of...
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Dein letzter Urlaub. Einfach unvergesslich. Aber die Bilder, die du gemacht hast, vergessen, verschollen, verstauben in deiner Handygalerie. Mach mehr aus deinen schönsten Erinnerungen. Zum Beispiel mit dem Aldi-Fotobuch. 24 Seiten inklusive für nur 7,99 Euro. Top-Qualität zum Tiefpreis. Entdecke jetzt viele weitere Fotoprodukte auf aldifotos.de oder in der Aldi-Foto-App. Aldi. Gutes für alle.